out shoes and then she kneels on down to pray. Then you're trying hard to remind her so she doesn't slip away. And over there, you are safe in.
Listeners, this is DJ Curly, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You're here with me on my show, Let's Talk About It, and we got some pretty cool things going on today here on the show, so I hope you guys stay tuned from 7 to 8, and tune in next time, too. It's Tuesday, 7 to 8 on Let's Talk About It here at radio.dominican.edu. So on the show today, we are going to be talking about all different kinds of things that girls wonder about, I feel like, almost all the time. And that is what a guy is thinking about when he looks at a girl, or when you go on that spring break trip and you're crushing on someone, what they prefer you wear. If you see a crush, how should you act? And all different kinds of things along those lines. And we actually have some different polls that guys weighed in on about what they like a girl to be wearing, or how some girls, they would prefer them to behave. So it's going to be interesting to hear some advice on what you should take on that spring break trip, or how you should act when you have to be near your crush a lot. So we're going to be talking about the best guy friends a girl can have by her side. So if a girl could have a male wingman, or if she does, the best ones, there are four different groups, and we're going to be talking a little more about that. And also, we'll have some announcements about some stuff going on at DU, because it's always important to stay informed as to what's happening here at Dominican. We also will be talking about if you have a guy you're kind of crushing on, or a boyfriend, or someone you're just kind of interested in, and their texting patterns are kind of strange. We're going to be talking about what that could possibly mean, and what he could be doing when he's not texting you back. And also some important warning signs on how to steer clear of a player, because no girl kind of likes a little cat and mouse chase sometimes, but they never want to end up with the guy that's hitting on every girl. So we're also at the end of the show, if there's time, we're going to end with some cold reads of some people's embarrassing moments to kind of lighten up your week, because I know it's only Tuesday, and I'm sure people are already stressed out. So it's important to kind of lighten up the mood and just have some embarrassing moment stories to kind of make you thankful that it didn't happen to you. So that's what we're going to be talking about here on Let's Talk About It at radio.dominican.edu. But first of all, I wanted to introduce you guys to my friend Molly. She is a junior here at Dominican, and she has volunteered to come on the show today. And you guys know I love giving you advice. I love talking to you and helping you out with anything I can kind of help with. But it's always nice, and I think it's best to have another person's opinion as well. So say hi to everybody, Molly.
Hey, guys.
She's here in the studio with me, and she's going to be a good sport and weigh in on some question answers about what guys are interested in. They actually apparently care about style. They want to know They actually weighed in on what they'd like a girl to wear during spring break. And also if how a girl acts around their crush or around a guy they like. They actually weighed in on what their favorite behaviors are for a girl and what they really can't stand if a girl is doing all the time. So we're going to have Molly kind of answer some of these questions first and give some opinions on that kind of thing. And then we'll give you guys the results of what the guys actually said. So Molly, first of all, we are going to be talking about pack it versus leaving it. Okay.
Okay.
I think you're going to have some interesting advice here for us, but spring break for Dominican is coming up in, I think, about 2 weeks now. It's pretty close. It's 2 or 3 weeks away, I think. And everyone, if they travel or if they go to, a lot of people like to go to the beach or somewhere warm and fun, and they never know what exactly to bring with them for that week. They pack like 2 bags of clothes, a lot of luggage. Do you pack a lot of luggage, Molly?
No, I'm a pretty light traveler. I don't like to pack too much usually.
You're one of those people that has like the one pair of jeans, the one shirt, and kind of makes it work the whole trip.
Exactly. That's me.
I think that's the better one to be. You have a lot less bags to worry about. You have a lot of less stuff to carry to the airport with you and different things you don't have to stress about. So I think we should all try to be a little more like that. But most girls are not. So maybe this can kind of help lighten what they're going to put in that suitcase when they go on their spring break trip. So Molly, when it comes to packing a maxi dress versus a mini dress. So for listeners out there that aren't quite sure what a maxi dress is, it is those long, flowy, beachy looking dresses that go all the way down to the ankle. They're usually a tube top and they're just kind of fun and flowy and good to wear on like a day that you don't feel like getting too dressed up, but you still want to look pretty cute. And everybody kind of knows what a mini dress is. So Molly, if you were going to pack for spring break, you're going to the beach, you're going to Cancun, I don't know, where would you want to go for spring break, Molly?
Somewhere hot, pretty warm. I like the beach. It's always a good call for spring break.
Yeah, I think that's where most people head to, so that's always good. What would you pack, the maxi dress or the mini dress?
Well, for me personally, I would definitely go with the mini dress. I think it's more fun, it's more comfortable, it's sort of cute, and I'm not very tall, so the long flowy dresses aren't too flattering on me.
I think that's cool, Molly, that you're already aware of what works best on your body type, because a lot of girls are worried they're going to pick the wrong dress for their style. I know most girls are shorter, around like 5'3", 5'2", 5'4". They don't really have those wonderful 6-foot features or 5'10 look that most models do. But they still can be beautiful and they still can wear anything that works on their body type. So I think a mini dress works well for a shorter girl. And 100 guys who weighed in on this panel as to what they would like to see a girl wearing on spring break said 71% agreed with you, Molly, that they would like a girl to wear a mini dress, because they say, this is not me quoting men, this is men themselves responding, that a shorter dress shows off a girl's body, which is number one on a guy's mind. And they also added that they like when a girl wears sunglasses to the beach or like out and in the sun, because they say it adds a little bit of mystery and they like that. It's fun to kind of guess what's going on in her mind, I guess, as well. So do you think you'd wear sunglasses to the beach, Molly?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I would wear them because they protect me from the sun, but also apparently they can attract the guys. So that's number one things to pack for spring break so far are a mini dress and some sunglasses. Okay, so Molly, now how about this? So dressing edgy versus girly during spring break, which one? And you guys know edgy, it's kind of grunge, kind of punk, the ripped off shorts, the tank tops, the shirts tied around your waist, the high heel wedges, the wedges, they can't really be high heel also, but you know what I mean. Versus girly, which is like the more floral patterns, the fun like browns and pinks and kind of the girl next door look. So which one would you pack for your spring break trip?
I think it's sort of a matter of personality. I think I'm a little bit of a mix between the two, but if I had to choose one of the two, I'd probably go for a little bit more of the edgy style, not too girly, so yeah.
What exactly would you wear as edgy style? Would you have some of those cut-off shorts? Would you wear that skeleton tank top?
Probably not the skeleton tank top.
I have one of those, Molly. What are you trying to say?
I mean, it's very nice, you know, whatever floats
no,
your boat.
You can't get it back on.
But, yeah, I think, you know, a nice pair of, like, cut-off denim shorts are good for any spring break or any hot weather, especially if you're going to the beach or something like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think either one works, but 100 guys weighed in and 57% said they like the edgy look versus the girly look. And they said it's because ripped denim and makes a girl seem a little rebellious, which is kind of cool for them. And they think it's kind of hot to think a girl is a little edgy and punk and doesn't go with the flow. Well, goes with her own flow, I guess. And that the floral jeans and like the cute like hipster girl next door look is nice, but it's not what they're looking for on a spring break trip. So take that how you will, ladies, if you want the guys to think you're a little rebellious and kind of have something going on behind the scenes, or if you want to be that girl next door and just be the sweet, kind person you are. And if you're edgy, it doesn't mean you can't be sweet, Molly, right? Are you
definitely
a nice person?
I'd like to think so.
Okay, well, the spring break boys don't think so. But edgy is the better one to pick for the spring break trip. So far we have a mini dress, some sunglasses, and some edgy clothing. So pack those ripped shorts, those ripped jeans, and that skeleton tank top that people really love.
Okay.
And get ready for spring break. And finally, Molly, would you think guys would like sporty bathing suits, sporty bikinis, or skimpy bikinis?
Well,
wait, hold on a second, actually. Which one would you pack personally?
Well, personally, I'd go with the sporty.
Why's that?
I'm sort of more of an athletic type, so sort of like I said before, it fits my personality, and I think I'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable in more of a sporty swimsuit versus a skimpy one. But going off of your first advice, I think guys mostly would want more of the skimpy, since skin is always in with the men.
Yeah, well, again, Molly, you would be agreed with by these 100 guys. And again, this is not me saying that all guys think this. This is guys quoting themselves. That straps on a little black bikini make it feel kind of like a bad girl. And that catches a guy's attention. And they really kind of like seeing that more skin is always good for them, I guess. So again, take that how you will. If I think it's cool, Molly, that you're willing to be yourself and wear the sporty bikini, or me, I usually don't wear a bikini at all. I try to be as covered as possible. But it's important to go with what feels best on you, because you know, if you're going to be running around the beach wearing that sporty bikini, it has to fit your body. You don't want all your junk falling out. So it's important to keep it all kind of tucked in. But the skimpy, if you're just going to be laying on the beach, maybe some tanning, that is what a guy wants to see during spring break. So pack that mini dress, those sunglasses, the edgy outfits, and that skimpy bikini if you want to catch a guy's attention during the spring break, apparently. So, Molly, I also have some questions, question answer. We're going to let you give some advice to the females out there before the guys answer. As to, is he into your moves? So for listeners, this is a survey that was taken as to if a guy appreciates the way a girl acts around him. He can pick up on if a girl is crushing him and if she's doing things purposely just to flirt with him. And some really like certain things and some really do not like others. So we're going to ask Molly first what she thinks is best to do when a crush is around, and then we'll see what the guys kind of answered. So the first one is, would you challenge your crush to a game? Any kind of game, tennis, ping pong, football, ultimate frisbee, really anything. Would you challenge your crush at a party to a game?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Why is that?
I think it's just a great way to sort of break the ice and get to know each other a little bit. As long as you're not too competitive, that could maybe cause a little bit of problems. But overall, I think it's a great way, a great thing.
It might be a problem for me because I'm a pretty competitive person, and I think, are you as well,
Mom? Oh, yeah, definitely competitive.
So it's important if you're a competitive girl to, if you're trying to catch your crush's attention, not tackle him into the mud,
right,
when you're playing flag football or playing ultimate frisbee. Just be your competitive self, but be a little flirtier with him, right, rather than aggressive. So actually, the guy panel would agree with you, Molly, that they like when a girl kind of challenges them to a game, because guys are competitive by nature. And so saying something like, I can crush you at this or totally beat you in this game, kind of, it's a great way to break the ice. Like, kind of like you said, it's a great way to meet them and get to know them in a setting that's less awkward and not very much like an interview, or they know you're crushing on them and want to know everything you can about them. So challenging a guy to a game, if you're around and if you're kind of competitive, is a good way to show that you have a talent and also to get to know the guy you're kind of crushing on. So good answer, Molly. You're one for one so far.
All right.
Okay. So how about when a girl, do you think guys like when a girl laughs loudly when she's with her friends or like talks louder? And I know listeners out there know exactly what I'm talking about. If you are that girl yourself, or if you know that friend that when you're sitting at a dinner table or you're out at lunch and the crush passes by and suddenly your friend is screaming in your face about what she did this weekend or what outfit she's going to wear to this party or who she knows, and you're wondering why she's talking so loudly, and then you notice the guy walk by and you're like, oh, she's trying to get his attention. For me personally, I cannot stand when my friends do that, and I tell them it's never a good idea. But how about you, Molly? What do you think?
Oh, no, definitely not. Sorry to all the loud girls out there, but it's definitely not the way to go.
Why is that? Why do you think you wouldn't like if a girl was screaming about what she did this weekend?
It's just super obnoxious, and, I mean, it definitely catches people's attention, but not in a good way.
Yeah, I think that's true. And the panel agrees with you once again, Molly, that they do not like when a girl is laughing loudly with her friends or yelling about everything you need to know about her, because guys say that they hate when a girl always tries to be the center of attention. So fake laughing with your friends or when a guy walks in is a sign that you're trying too hard, and they can tell. So a lot of girls think the guy just hasn't looked their way, so they're going to yell louder or laugh louder or tell a joke to hope that the guy's kind of listening. But the guy knows that you're trying to get their attention, and they don't really appreciate that you're trying to get all the attention in a room. They'd rather have a girl that's kind of allowing others to talk and just actually hanging out with her friends and not doing stuff with her friends to get his attention. So you're 2 for 2, Molly, so far. Good job. All right. So, Molly, now. So say, do you go to clubs or parties or anything like that when you're trying to have a good time or when you're crushing on someone? Will you go to an event where there's going to be dancing or like chilling?
Occasionally, not too much. It's not really my scene, but I'll definitely go once in a while. Sure.
Okay. So say you're at this club and your crush walks in, would you show off your dance moves to him, or would you kind of be more of a wallflower and stand to the side and hope that he never sees you?
It would have to be a really good song to get me to go out there and dance. But, yeah, probably not for me. I'd be a little bit nervous, but I think if you sort of if you got the guts to do it, you should definitely go for it.
And what kind of music do you like, Molly? What kind of music would get you out onto the dance floor?
You know, I'm pretty much a fan of anything. No heavy metal or real twangy country though, but
twangy country.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think there are a lot of country fans out there, but I think most people try to steer clear of the twangy country.
Yeah, but anything other than that, it might work. So,
well, once again, the panel of guys agrees with you, Molly. Girls out there, become friends with this girl because she has the good insight on what a guy is thinking. Mm-hmm. Because the panel agreed once again that they like when a girl kind of gets out there on the dance floor, and especially at spring break, like we were talking about earlier, where songs like Gunnam Style are on repeat. You can ask your crush to teach you the best dance moves or to kind of show you his moves to, once again, break the tension without it being awkward, without it being obvious that you're trying to flirt. And if you're a good dancer, dance with him. Show him that you have moves as well and kind of find that similarity between the two of you. And it can, guys agree that they would like to see a girl dance or to have her ask them to show them to dance or teach them to dance. So keep that in mind, ladies. If you're going somewhere that you're going to be partying for spring break, ask your crush to teach you some moves.
Definitely. Got to strut yourself, you know?
Yeah. Hey, if you have the talent, use it. So finally, do you think, Molly, that guys like when a girl shows off her chest? Like either in, I hope not flashing, but when they wear those low-cut tops or when they kind of wear those shirts that are more revealing, hoping that the guy kind of notices them more. Do you think guys like that?
I think there's a fine line. I think as long as it's not too suggestive or inappropriate, then I think it sort of goes along with this whole skin is in thing, and they probably like it. But like I said, if you cross that line, then it sort of suggests something totally different. So it just depends where you go with it.
Yeah, that's really true. And actually, despite what we learned about the style guys like a girl to wear at spring break, the panel decided that no, they do not like when a girl shows off her chest or kind of tries to be as revealing as possible with her boobs in a shirt. And it says, don't go around flashing guys, because even if you're just trying to have fun, it's a turnoff because it makes you seem easy. So as much as girls think that guys just want to get with a girl, and some truly do, you know, that is some things that guys think about all the time, but a lot of them don't want a girl that's already willing to show off all that she has because it makes you seem too easy. They think you've already been with a lot of people, and it kind of turns them off as like someone they wouldn't really want to talk to because you don't have a very good reputation, or you probably have done things with a lot of people. So they say no to showing off your chest. So keep an eye out for that, ladies. So when you're thinking of wearing that V-neck top or that kind of sweetheart line instead, I say go for the sweetheart and show your personality more before you show off your chest. So thank you, Molly, for Molly's gonna be sticking with us hopefully for the rest of the show, but that was our question and answer. So there's a little advice in these next 3 weeks for what you should be putting in your luggage, what you should be putting in your luggage for this coming up spring break, and if you're crushing on someone, how to get the most attention from them without seeming obvious or awkward. So Coming up, we're going to be talking a little bit more about what guys like and how a girl can have a best guy friend that can help her have the inside scoop on what a guy is always thinking. So tune back in a minute here or so at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly and Molly. So tune back in soon, listeners.
Someone loving you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
When I first saw you, I saw love, and the first time you touched me, I felt love, and after all this time, you're still the one I love.
We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Listeners, I hope I'm still the one you're listening to here on Let's Talk About It at radio.dominican.edu. You're with DJ Curly and our co-host for today, Molly. And if you're just tuning in, we're giving advice on the inside scoop of what a guy is really thinking when you text him, or what you wear to spring break, what they think about different outfits, what they like if a girl is trying to get their attention, and what they don't like. And later in the show, we're going to have a lot more about the best guy friends you can have when you're trying to get really that everyday insight onto what a guy is thinking when you're crushing on them. So first, we're going to talk a little bit about some stuff going on here at Dominican. So first off, we have that the DNU Green Club, their first meeting is this Friday, February 22nd, and that's going to be on Meadowlands Lawn at 2 p.m. So if you're interested in helping the earth and being green, this is a great club to join, and they do a lot of really good things at Dominican. So definitely check it out Friday, February 22nd on Meadowlands Lawn at 2 p.m. Also, another really big thing going on here at Dominican is the Relay for Life at Dominican, and it's going to be held at the Conlin Gym on DU's campus, and it's April 12th through 13th, and for those of you that don't know, Relay for Life is a 24-hour event. It starts at 11 a.m. on Friday and goes to 11 a.m. on Saturday, and it is to raise money and awareness about cancer and cancer research. So it's a really great thing to attend. If you can't do all 24 hours, maybe pledge like 3 hours of your day, an hour, 30 minutes, but the best thing to do is kind of donate and get sponsored, even if you think you're going to be there for a good amount of time. If you want to get like a dime for every lap you do in 2 hours, that raises a lot of money, more than you would think. And just something simple like that is really good to just get money to a good cause. So it's great that Dominican hosts this event, and I hope everyone kind of goes out and supports and participates. And if you want more information, you can go to www.relayforlife.org/DominicanUniversityCA. So definitely check that out. It's a really good thing going on here at Dominican. Next up, we have ASDU info, some of the stuff going on here that ASDU is hosting. And there is a hypnotist show February 27th at 8 p.m. And Tom DeLuca is back in Guzman Lecture Hall. And for those of you who haven't seen his show before, it's a really great thing to go out to. He's really funny. He makes the hypnotist show really entertaining. He brings people from the audience up on stage, and it's a really cool thing to definitely check out. And if you don't have anything else going on, and even if you aren't sure whether you want to see a hypnotist show, definitely check it out, because I'm telling you guys, Tom DeLuca is really good and he is funny, and it's going to be a really entertaining thing to be at. So definitely check it out February 27th at 8 p.m. in Guzman Lecture Hall. And also, ASDU is holding a basketball tailgate on February 23rd in front of Conlin, and the Dominican Penguins men and women are playing the St. Mary's Hawks at 5 p.m. is the tailgate. So there's going to be free food, music, and just a way to everybody hang out and come support our DU athletics, which is a big part of the Dominican community. So if you haven't been to a game yet, or if you go all the time, this is just a fun little free food event and something to show our Dominican Penguins we're ready for them to play hard, and we're here to support them. And also, finally, ASDU is selling tickets, 150 of them, to the Golden State Warriors game against the Sacramento Kings on Wednesday, March 6th. They will be leaving at 5:15 p.m. Ticket sales begin February 20th, and they will go until supplies last. And like I said, there's 150. And there will be a bus to take students to the game. So definitely get there as soon as you can to buy tickets to the Golden State Warriors game. So those are a couple things going on here at Dominican. So continuing our show here on Let's Talk About It at radio.dominican.edu, we're actually going to discuss the weird texting behaviors that a guy you're crushing on or talking to sometimes has. I know a lot of girls ask me for advice. I know I ask friends, or when I'm crushing on someone or when they're crushing, they always want to know why he doesn't text back soon enough, what a certain text he sends means, if he is flirting with them or if he's mad at them. It's really hard to tell in this day and age when personal conversation has become very remote and there's not much face-to-face interaction nowadays, unless you're on an actual date or you finally become boyfriend, girlfriend. A lot of it is over texting. There's barely phone calls anymore even. And so it's hard to kind of discern or understand what a guy's text can mean sometimes. So we have four different types of texting that girls are worried about their guy sending them. So why he doesn't text back soon enough, like I said, what a certain text means. And so once again, like I said, the advice here tonight is on the inside, the really inner workings of a guy's mind as to how he feels about what girls always are questioning about. So we got some guys to weigh in on how they feel about why they don't text back soon enough, what it could mean if a guy responds and then doesn't answer you for a really long time, and just giving some answers to those questions girls have that they ask their female friends, but a guy can have kind of a better explanation for why he would personally not respond to a text message right away, or why he might be late responding. So we got some cool advice over here. So I'm actually going to have my guest in the show with me tonight, Molly, share some of the interesting information that these guys are sharing about why they don't respond to a text soon enough, or like I said, why they do the things that girls wonder why they do. So first off, a girl wanted to know that when he texts you first and you respond to him, but then he doesn't answer, why does he do that? So if he's texting you and you guys are kind of answering and suddenly he just stops conversation, they wanted to know why a guy would stop responding to them if they were having a good conversation, or if what they said was like, hey, what's up? And you respond, what's up? Why they don't then ask you anything else. So Zach actually responded that he might be mass texting, which means that some guys text multiple girls simultaneously, and if the one he wants to hang out with the most texts him back, he'll forget about you, which is bad, but it happens, and if he really liked you, he'd respond right away. So Zach personally feels like that if he's not responding to a girl after he texts first, that they're texting multiple girls that they could be talking to. And you know that in this day and age, a lot of guys and girls talk to one more than one person at a time. So it's hard to kind of know whether he's may just be busy. He might be at work, or he might be hanging out with friends and just can't get back to the phone soon enough. Or if he's just checking to see who's around and wants to know who's willing to hang out and the girl he likes most is answering, then he's going to stop talking to you. And if he's going to do that, then clearly you don't want to be texting him anyway. But that was, he could be mass texting is one of the responses to why he doesn't respond once you respond to him, even though he texted first.
Okay, and another sort of weird texting scenario that I know probably a lot of you ladies get frustrated with, I know I do, is when you write the perfect text and then he barely responds or barely writes anything back. Well, the explanation for that, according to Chris, he says, when I get a flirty text from a girl, that's when I know she likes me. A short response is our way of keeping you on your toes, so next time you hang out, say better amp up your texting game. It's a playful way to convey you want him to be more responsive.
That's pretty cool. Another weird texting behavior that girls are curious about, and like Molly said, and like I've been saying, we always wonder why guys are doing these weird things, but is that he only texts you late at night or like after a party. A lot of girls are afraid that someone's just drunk texting them or just wants to talk to them because they have no one else to talk to, or they're looking to date, they're looking to kind of get with someone. And actually Ryan said that he might be looking for a hookup, that in most cases these are booty calls, and if you actually like him, ignoring his text until the next morning, then make an excuse for your late response and ask him if he wants to grab lunch. If he doesn't want to see you during the day, you're dealing with a player. And I actually think that is very honest advice from Ryan, who's responding to women's reasons why guys won't text them. They only text them after a party or late at night when they might be drunk or hanging out with friends or have nothing else to do with their time. And that's exactly what I would have told one of my friends, or what I do tell my friends, is that if they only want to talk to you when there's no one else around, or when they're drunk, or when they're thinking about how they're lonely and would like to get with someone at the moment, then you don't want to be talking to a guy that is just looking for a quick hookup, that's just looking for someone to get with that night. So definitely don't respond to their text at night, and don't say that you'll come over unless, I don't know, maybe unless that's what you want to be to a guy. But I think most girls are interested in a long-term something, or even just something more meaningful than a one-night stand. So don't reply until the morning, and if he's not willing to hang out with you in the daytime when he's not drunk or when he's not at a party or lonely at night, then he's not worth hanging out with at all. So definitely be aware of the guy that's only texting late at night or when he's been to a party and is back at home now. So watch out for them.
Okay, and sort of the last sort of situation, that's probably one of the more common ones, I know my friends talk about it all the time, is when you know, his cell phone is always on him, but it seems like whenever you text him, he takes forever to respond to you. So, Joe, he basically said that, he's really just doing something else, and a lot of times girls freak out about it, but there's really no reason to. And his advice is to all the girls out there, Don't keep sending texts until he answers, because that's when guys get annoyed. So for all you ladies, don't have to worry about it too much. Just sort of relax, take a chill pill. He might just be doing other stuff.
You know, Molly, again, that is so true. I tell, like you were saying, what you tell your friends all the time, and I'm definitely, I had a problem with it when I was younger as well, that I would be worried why he wasn't responding soon enough. I would want to text him, and if I was texting him right away, he should be texting me right away. But people have lives. I would want him to understand that I can't respond right away if I'm doing something, and he should just wait till I can. So I have to do the same for him, that I just can't keep texting someone like 30, 20, 10 times to see what they're doing throughout their day. If they're not responding to me, they're either doing something, or like Zach said earlier, they might be mass texting and they might not even be worth your time. But a lot of the time a guy is just busy. He's at work, or he's hanging out with people, or he's doing something that he can't get to the phone right away. And you have to just be patient and give him that time to get back and answer your text messages. And guys really don't like when you send a ton asking them what they're doing, because it looks kind of clingy and bad for you. So definitely avoid sending a lot of text messages. So that, I know, is something a lot of girls worry about, as to what a guy could be doing when he's having weird texting behaviors, when he's sending things that don't make any sense, or when he's not responding the way you'd like him to. A lot of girls get worried that he might be talking to somebody else, which, as Zach said, he might be, or they get weirded out that maybe he doesn't like you as much as you thought. But sometimes, really, ladies, he is just doing something else, and he will get back to you soon enough. So like Molly said, be patient and don't text him like a million times. So also a little advice me and Molly want to give you is how to steer clear of a player. So most girls out there, they're not really looking for, like I said, like one night stands or guys that are talking to a lot of girls at one time. Even if they're not looking to get married, they don't want someone that isn't going to give them the time of day that they deserve, that isn't going to treat them like they're special. So I don't know if you guys have heard of Jimmy Totoro, who's the creator of the Frattastic YouTube show Life According to Jimmy, but he laid down some of the secret signs that reveal you're talking to a guy who only wants to get with a girl. So the number one thing he said is that he keeps calling you babe. And it sounds like a compliment, but guys do this when they can't remember your name. So if you're talking to a guy and you've only known him for a little bit and he only calls you babe, yes, it's cute, it's a pet name and whatnot, but he may not know your actual name. He might be talking to so many girls at one time, or he may not be giving you the time of day enough to even remember who you are. So be wary of a guy that is constantly calling you babe or constantly not using your real name. So watch out for that.
Another thing to look out for is if he can turn anything into a sexual innuendo. That's apparently a big no-no. So even when you mention something not so hot, like the pile of schoolwork or homework you have waiting for you, he'll say something like, "I've got something huge for you to study." That's a sign that you probably should steer clear.
Oh my goodness. And we know in this day and age, everybody makes those kinds of jokes. That's what he said or she said that everybody thinks are so funny. But if that's all they're thinking about, it's probably not someone that's only thinking about you. So it's important to kind of steer clear of that as well. And finally, if he's hardly looking at you while talking to you, instead he's scoping around at everyone else at the party or at a dance. I actually had a friend one time who brought a coworker from work to a dance of ours, and it was a pretty big deal, and we got all dressed up and everyone was having a good time. And the whole time he was dancing with her, or from the moment he walked through the door with her, he was actually asking her about every other girl at the dance. He was asking her who this person was. Did she have a boyfriend? She's cute. Could she set him up with this girl? And that instantly was a never talk to this guy again moment, because he wasn't even giving her the time of day at the dance she invited him to. So that's never a good sign. So definitely be aware if a guy is always kind of having some wandering eyes, always checking out some other girls. What do you think, Molly? Would you give a guy a second chance if he was staring at other girls in the room, or kind of like my friend's guy was doing, asking you about other girls and whether they had boyfriends or not?
Definitely not. No.
Yeah, I would not waste my time with someone like that. And, you know, I'm a big fan of second chances and being open-minded to how people behave. But from the mouth of guys themselves, they're saying that it might not be worth your time if you're not looking for a player to date someone that looks around, that only calls you babe, and that turns everything into an innuendo. So just be kind of aware of the guys that are out there. And if you're looking for a dime, don't settle for a nickel. And
focus on really who you want to be with. So when we come back, we're going to finish with our final segment of the best guy friend a girl can have when she wants to get the daily inner workings of a guy's mind that she's crushing on. So tune back in here at radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly and my guest Molly. So
better come back down to Mars. Good, quit chasing cars. What happens when the dope gets new? You think that
right? I just want you close where you can stay.
Listening to Let's Talk About It here at radio.dominican.edu with DJ Curly and my guest for the night, Molly, who's a junior at Dominican. And for most of the show, we have been talking about what a guy is really thinking when you text him, when you are wearing a certain style, and how they like a girl to behave who's not behave like you have to cater to them, but if you're crushing on a guy, whether you want to be loud and be the center of attention, which guys do not like if you weren't listening earlier, or if you kind of just want to be that fun, flirty type of girl that gets to know them in a less awkward manner by kind of playing a game with them or kind of teasing them or flirting with them at a party or event. So, and guys seem to prefer that one. So we've been talking about that kind of stuff for the show so far. And in our last little portion, we are going to be talking about girls' wingmen. So this is the four best type of guys you can have as a friend when you are crushing on someone and really want to know what's going on in their head and kind of what they're really thinking when you text them, or what they, if they acted weird when you saw them last, or if you guys went on a date and they kind of were acting funny. A guy in these four categories would be the best to talk to really get the information you want. Like, I know I personally get
asked a lot about what a guy is thinking, and I can only tell them from experience what I have known guys to do. But having a male wingman is one of the best ways you clearly can know what's going on in the mind of a guy, because you're getting a firsthand account of what a guy thinks. So it's important to have guy wingmans. So first, there is the nice guy. So this is personally one of my favorites, and he is that totally honest friend who really cares about you, but isn't going to try and like make out with you later, or isn't trying to kind of catch you off guard and then ask you if you'd like to go on a date. It's truly a good friend that is just honest and is always there for you and is sweet and doesn't want to cause any drama, or really wants to limit the amount of drama you have in your life. So this is one of the best guys you can talk to if you're crushing on someone. And it's best because he is your go-to BGF, which means your best guy friend, for listeners out there that might not know. And even when you have questions that like you wouldn't ask any other guy, and if you're wondering what a weird text message meant from them, or if they acted weird when you saw them last, or when you ran into them after class or something like that, this nice guy will give you honest but gentle feedback as to what a situation could mean. So they're a good guy to have around because they'll tell you what's really happening, but they'll say it in a way that you want to hear it and that you can kind of use as advice for the next time you see your crush. So the nice guy is one of the guys that is a BGF to have around. So second, we have the fun partier. So this is no matter what time of year, no matter what day of the week you go to a party or an event, this guy is there. He knows everyone. He knows everything that's going on. And at a school like Dominican, there's probably a couple of them because it's a pretty small school. So it's that guy you see constantly around all the time. And he just kind of is friends with everybody. He's a cool kid. And he's best because he can introduce you to tons of new guys, or just that guy you're crushing on, he's probably friends with. So he's really good to have around at a party. So next time you're going to an event or a kind of social function, it's best if you're friends with this guy to ask him to go to the event with you, just as friends, of course. So if you work a room with him, if you go around meeting everybody with him, it makes the situation less awkward, and it really helps you to kind of be yourself when you're with this fun partier kind of social guy that is really easy to talk to and really helps you kind of let down your wall and anxiety and get to meet as many people as you can. It's really good when you're crushing on someone, or if you're trying to meet someone, he's a good guy to have around. So that's number two of the best guy friend you can have as a wingman. So then there's the total player. And this is, you give him points for being a good dater, but he's with a new girl every week. So it's that friend you have that he's a nice guy, but he's the type to not want to stay in a relationship for too long. And every time you talk to him, he's with someone else or he's at a party with someone else. And he'll know if a guy is just trying to have a one night stand or a late night get together, because the people who wrote in about the best guy friends you can have are sure that he has done it himself, that he knows the inner workings of whether a guy just wants to text to hook up with a girl or whether he is really serious. So give him the scoop on your love drama and he knows all the tricks. So when you need to make a call about what your crush is thinking or whether or not he's really into you or just wants to hook up with you, this guy will have the inside scoop because you can trust that it'll be exactly what he himself has done. So he'll know if a guy is trying to do it to you. So it's really good to have the total player as a friend, actually. Probably not to date so much, because like we talked about earlier, no girl really wants to date someone who's into a bunch of girls at one time and kind of dating a lot of girls, talking to a lot of girls and thinking about everybody but you. So it's good to have him as a friend, though, because he knows what the player is thinking and whether a guy is worth your time or whether he's someone you shouldn't talk to anymore. And finally, there's the attached guy, is the number four best guy friend to have as a wingman. And his girlfriend is part of your group, and you'd never be into him as more than a friend. So it's that person you've known your whole life, or that guy you met at school that you guys can talk about anything, but he's too good of a friend to actually date. You'd never really think about dating him. And his girlfriend that you know, and you're not trying to break them up, you don't want anything, you're not looking for them to kind of have drama because you're happy for them and you're happy for this guy who's actually good to his girlfriend, who's committed to his girlfriend. And he's a great guy to have around because he's in a relationship. So it's a bonus for him if his friends are coupled up too, because then he doesn't have to worry about any other kind of drama. He doesn't have to deal with drama if everyone's kind of in the same situation he's in. And you can bet that he's going to talk to you and talk you up to his buddy. So like if you're crushing on one of his friends, or if he knows that you like one of them, he's more than willing to kind of tell them some really good things about you, kind of give good information and make you look really good to those guy friends you're kind of crushing on. And all you have to do is tell him which one you think is the cutest, and he's willing to kind of get your name out there and get them to meet you and give you ways to kind of get to know them. So that's really awesome to have as a guy friend, is the attached guy, because he's not looking to date you. He's not, like we said, is going to secretly want to get you to hang out with him by yourself. He's not giving you advice so that you won't be able to get with the person you like. But he genuinely wants you to be happy with one of his friends, and he will talk you up to his friends. So he's a great guy friend to have as a wingman. So definitely, ladies, if you're looking to date someone or to meet someone, have all of these four guys around if you can. But if not, any one of these four guys is really good to have as a wingman. So guys don't just need wingmen to meet girls, but girls could also really use guys' perspective when it comes to meeting a girl, when it comes to meeting another guy. So definitely remember that. And Molly actually has some guys who are real life wingmen to girls, and what they tell their friends, their girlfriends, before they go out to on a date or to go out to meet their crush. So
yep, that's right. So speaking of sort of your best guy friends, here is some of the advice that they have to give to all you ladies, or I guess guys out there too, if you're listening. So one of the first things that Carrie had to say was go ahead and be girly. He says that remember that guys like you because you're different than we are. So don't feel pressure to act like one of the guys. Things like bro or dude, try not to say that, ladies, because it just sounds weird coming out of a girl's mouth. It won't make a guy like you more. So sort of show your feminine side a little bit, and guys tend to like that. Another thing that you want to do, according to Luke from New Jersey, is you probably want to keep your hands off. So according to Luke, most guys really aren't into the whole playful, touchy-feely thing. So if that's sort of your deal, you might want to sort of lay off that a little bit. According to Luke, it's pretty annoying, and it's really obvious that you're flirting. And so a quick pat on the shoulder is fine, but other than that, you don't want to keep playing with his hoodie or messing with his drawstrings or touching his thigh, because odds are it makes the situation a little bit more awkward, and he feels really uncomfortable. So if you didn't know that... Matt says that you sort of want to show off your sort of laugh out loud abilities, what he calls it. So before you go on a date, he said he tells all his girlfriends not to forget how funny that they are. Guys, he says, wants to hang out with a girl who has a great sense of humor and not someone who's serious all the time. So ladies, there's no reason to hold back in front of a crush. Just be yourself and sort of show your funny side, because I know we all have a little bit of that in us. So that's some good advice.
Yeah, and what I think is probably best about the show, listeners out there, if you're girls, or like Molly said, if guys are listening as well, is that I know most of the advice I give and most of the questions I get are from girls wondering what a guy is thinking that they're crushing on. It's a girl wondering what someone means when they text, like we said. If a guy only talks to them at parties or only texts them after he's been out drinking. If a guy might be a total player, if he never responds to text messages, if he doesn't acknowledge you in front of his friends. There's all different kinds of signs that a guy could be interested in you or he's not interested at all. So this, I think tonight's show has been really helpful to kind of get a lot of the inside scoop as to what a guy is really thinking when he talks to a girl. And when you're crushing on them, the best guy friends you can have to help you out and try to figure out the mind of a dude. Molly, personally, my favorite best guy friend to have would be the nice guy. Maybe even the player, only because the player would have the intimate knowledge of what a player does, because he himself has done it. And so he'd be the best one to tell you straight up that a guy is just playing you. He's dating a bunch of people at one time or talking to a lot of girls. But I like the nice guy because they are honest. They're the good friend that you can always come to and always talk to no matter what the situation is. And no matter how embarrassed you feel that something happened, they're willing to talk to you about it. But Molly, which one do you think would be your best guy friend to have around?
Yeah, I think I'd really have to agree with you on that one. I know for me, it would also be the nice guy. I think definitely in those types of situations, honesty is always the best policy. and it's the most trustworthy, and it's just the most genuine thing that you can look for. But I definitely think there's some good perks to all of them. It just depends on your personality a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. I also think it kind of depends on what guy you're trying to date even, because if you have a guy you're into and you think they might be more of a player, it's good to have the player by your side. Or if a guy you know you never get to see unless he's at a party, it's much better to have the party around so you can get into kind of those social situations where your crush is going to be. So that's good to know, ladies. For those of you who are crushing on someone right now, or I'm sure will be crushing on someone in the future, it's important to know kind of what a guy is thinking when he does those things that he does. So whether it's texting or saying hi to you in front of friends, or he's at a party, or you meet him during spring break, this is all really cool inside information as to what a guy is thinking when a girl does something. So I think next week's show is going to be a little bit more about some things that can go wrong when you meet a guy, unfortunately. So guys that you might not want to be around, guys that maybe have some issues that you want to avoid, and also online dating. I don't know if you guys have watched Catfish, that show on MTV now, but it's important to know the people you're talking to online, and not just to meet guys, but to meet them, but to actually know that the person you're talking to is real. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about that kind of situation, and also possibly some horoscopes. But like I told you guys earlier, we have some embarrassing moments that people wrote about that we'd like to share with you guys to kind of lighten the mood for the week and just give you something to laugh about or be thankful that you hadn't done that. So one of the embarrassing stories that we got was that someone was running super late one morning, so they threw on their new lace tee and ran out the door. Once they got to school, they noticed that they were getting weird stares in the halls, and finally one of their friends ran up to them and ripped off the huge neon clearance tag that was still on the shirt in front of everyone. And their ex had seen the whole thing and only seconds later texted them to say, "Looked better with the sticker," laugh out loud. And she was embarrassed because she's sure he would thought it was funny. So it was not a good thing to have happen in front of your ex, especially when you want them to think you're doing well and everything's going great. To have someone rip a clearance tag off your shirt in front of everyone is kind of an embarrassing moment. We've been talking about texting a lot tonight. So one of the stories was that a girl was texting her crush, but he hadn't responded in a while. So she then texted her best friend, and the friend said to try again. And she was relieved when, after she texted her crush again, he actually responded. So you guys know about Snapchat and different things like that, where you can send funny faces or like jokey faces over message. Well, she did a funny face and she sent it with the caption that said, "He finally texted back." And she made kind of like an ugly, like joking face. And she realized after she sent it that she had sent it to her crush instead of her best friend. And after that, he did not respond ever. He did not text her anymore. So be careful when you are sending texts about someone that you don't click the name of the person you're talking about rather than the name of who you want to send it to, because things like that I know happen to people all the time. And so she could see that he actually had read the message, but that he never replied to it after that. So definitely want to avoid those things. Do you want to read some of the ones, Molly, that some people wrote in?
Sure. So this one, apparently some girl was using a new hair crimper in her dorm before her 9 a.m. class, and she was tired and she had totally zoned out. And so what happened was her hair started burning a little and the smoke alarm went off in her dorm room, and everyone in the dorm ran outside and it was snowing. So it was early enough that most people were still in their pajamas, of course, and she heard them grumbling and say stuff like, "I'm going to kill whoever did this," you know, blah, blah, blah. And then when they were finally let back in, her RA and two firefighters were waiting outside of the room, so everyone knew it was her.
Oh, man. I actually hear Dominican that has happened as well, so this apparently is another story of that same situation. But someone was cooking I think it was like one of those microwavable pizzas, but instead of putting it on for like 2 minutes, they accidentally hit 20 minutes. So they didn't realize that the pizza had started burning and set off the smoke alarm. And here in San Rafael, I don't know if listeners are from here, if they're from around here, it rains. There's a rainy season. It'll rain straight for almost like a month that you just get rain all the time. And it happened. It was early in the morning, probably around like 9:30, 10 o'clock, that 10 in the morning, that someone was microwaving this pizza for their lunch. And it set off the smoke alarm in the middle of a rainstorm. So it was pouring rain to the point where you would get drenched just being outside for 2 minutes. But the residents of the dorm were actually outside for at least 15 minutes while they tried to figure out what was burning in the residence hall, and they had firefighters come in and the police department come to check out the situation. And when we came back in, everyone wanted to know who had sent them outside in the rain for that long. But luckily, I don't think most of them found out, so they never had to worry about people knowing it was them that put their pizza on for like 20 minutes. Have you ever had any like embarrassing things like that where you set off a smoke detector or like put something in for too long and it's like exploded?
No, other than the occasional sort of marshmallow blow up in the microwave, that's pretty much it.
You've had a marshmallow blow up? Were you trying to make a s'more?
Yep.
Yep. I've never had them blow up, but I like to see them expand really big and then they kind of come back together. I accidentally put a hard-boiled egg in the microwave one time. And do you know what happens if you put a hard-boiled egg in the microwave?
I do not.
They explode. Okay. Oh. But they don't explode until you touch them. So I was smart enough to... being sarcastic, I of course was not smart enough to put it in the microwave. So it was hard boiled. It was after Easter, I think, and I was trying to reheat it. And so I put it in the microwave and I went to bite into it and it exploded on my face and was burning me.
So oh, no.
It was really painful. And I didn't know you weren't supposed to cook eggs, but now anytime someone asks me if they can put one in the microwave, like if we're in a residence hall or someone is wondering whether they can reheat their Easter eggs or if they've dyed eggs themselves. So Easter's coming up soon, so do not put those hard-boiled eggs back in the microwave. Leave them alone. If they're cold, either eat them cold or throw them away because it is not fun. So there's some things to kind of lighten the mood here with Molly and DJ Curly at radio.dominican.edu. And thank you for tuning in tonight on Tuesday, February 19th, 7 to 8 here on Let's Talk About It. Please come back next week on... again, my show is Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly. And next week, Tuesday, 7 to 8, we're going to be talking about some things you should kind of avoid if you're crushing on a guy and some things that could be a bad sign that he might not be someone you want to date. And also that new show Catfish that's on MTV, if any of you guys watch that, it's about if you really know the person you've been online dating or talking to online on Facebook or on different things that you might think you're in love with or you could be in a good relationship with, and whether that person's real or some things you should kind of watch out for to know whether that person's legit or not. And then possibly even some horoscopes and some other kind of interesting things that go on here at Dominican, and some more advice on everyday life that students here at Dominican kind of go through. And I would like to thank Molly for joining me in the show tonight, for giving another perspective on kind of a guy's mind and what he could be thinking. So thank you, Molly.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was fun.
And hopefully, listeners, you join us next week here at radio.dominican.edu on, you're listening to Let's Talk About It with DJ Curly. See you next week.
I love you. I long to see the sunlight.